Hi, this is Joe Benson, and we're back with the conclusion of Jimi Hendrix's First Rays of the New Rising Sun. Jimmy was unable to finish the double LP he had in mind. Unfortunately, he passed away on September 18th, 1970.
You know, people really believe that every single person that's born here is completely different, you know. I mean, that's true, but through the times, can you imagine all these... Like, what if we all are supposed to go to heaven? Can you imagine all these people who died beforehand... And all of us, all of in heaven, yeah, all of on top of each other. Hey, man, move over, man. I don't have the room up here. It's a hill. You had no business dying, did you? So, oh, God. So can you imagine that? Wow.
Today, his albums sell better than ever, a testament to the power of his music and message. After fighting a lengthy court battle, Hendrix's family rightfully gained control of his music. Now, for the first time, you can hear the final album Jimmy wanted to release the way he intended. First Rays of the New Rising Sun.
Come on.
That ends our special look at Jimi Hendrix's First Rays of the New Rising Sun, a great record that is now available in music stores everywhere. Jimi Hendrix's First Rays of the New Rising Sun was written by Jeff Levy, Jennifer Johnson, and produced by On the Radio. Engineering by Dave Kephart. Special thanks go out to Janie Hendrix Wright, Troy Wright, and Bob Hendrix. We'd also like to thank Lori Knutson, Donna Tyser, Wendy Orbis, John McDermott, John Duncan, Jim Dobie, Jennifer Ballantyne, MCA Records, and Spartacus for all their help and generous support. The executive producer is Jeff Levy. All the music in this program is available on the new MCA Records release of Jimi Hendrix's First Rays of the New Rising Sun, available everywhere. This is Joe Benson. Thanks for listening.